With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. As part of our series, we're getting to know noteworthy Lansing actors this summer. And Degwa McLeod has graced the stages of many local theater companies in the area, most recently in a production of Little Women at Riverwalk. For that show last season, he won a Riverwalk Barney Award for Best Supporting Actor in a Play. I talked with him about his craft. And Degwa McLeod was in a couple of plays in high school. At the time, acting was a fun thing for him to do with friends, even if not taken completely seriously. But he noticed a change with his first community theater production. It was the play Superior Donuts at Riverwalk, and he could feel the drive of his castmates and the backstage team.
It's like, you don't have to do this. So you hopefully you're passionate and you want to do this. You're present and you're, you know, kind. And then you want to work on something that, you know, feels good. So I always like that.
Since that show, McLeod has put on some of Lansing's best performances, including a star turn in the Nathan Lewis Jackson play, When I Come to Die, at Ixion Theater in 2023. He won a local Thespey Award as Best Actor in a Play, as Damon Robinson, a death row inmate who unexpectedly survives his execution by lethal injection. The show ran 90 minutes without an intermission, and he was on stage the whole time for the play's limited run.
That was interesting, difficult, but it also was like, it was hard to do, and it was probably, I think, maybe the quickest from star rehearsals to the show. I only got to do 4 of it too, so I was like, I wish I could have at least done like 8, because it took so much out of me. That was fun. I was like, okay, we did that.
McLeod is always interested in changing things up, from dramas and comedies to lead or supporting roles. He takes his time to consider his idea of a dream role before settling on the title character of Othello.
If we did Othello, I feel like I'm too young. But I do like Shakespeare. I haven't done it ton, but I feel like that's a challenge. Especially for to do that well, so an audience can understand what's going on. If that came about, I would hope that maybe if I was given the chance, I could, you know, do that.
Of the actors out there today, and Degwa McLeod says he especially admires Robert Pattinson, probably best known for the Twilight movies and for playing Batman. McLeod thinks Pattinson would be a compelling scene partner.
I feel like that energy, like I've just seen him, you know, in that post-Twilight worlds a lot of times now, and he's always just interesting and different. You can play calm, erratic, weirdos, you know. I feel like it'd be interesting to work off of someone like that and also maybe in a role where you're also a little off.
He's also a fan of Michael Shannon, a Tony and Emmy Award nominee who's been up for an Oscar twice. A longtime fan, McLeod encountered Shannon at a film festival a couple of years ago.
He brought the Michael Shannon energy I think he brings to some roles that he brought just in the Q&A. I'm like, that's just great that you're like this. And I feel like he'd be interesting to like hang out with just from the brief interaction. Just like he's like someone I feel like that you want to know, but like you maybe don't. And that's like the appeal.
What's next for Degwa McLeod? Drama, comedy, or maybe even a musical at some point? He says he loves to dance and sing, so that could be in his future too. Local theatergoers can only hope his next project is soon. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.